Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks. We've been giving you an episode a day every day until opening day, and we continue that right now with left-handed pitcher Carlos Rodon, 31 years of age and about to steamroll himself into all Yankee fans' hearts. Carlos Antonio Rodon previously played MLB for the Chicago White Sox and the San Francisco Giants. Rodon is a two-time MLB All-Star, has a toe hitter to his name, a bad season last year. Couldn't figure out what was wrong with his back, and he was injured, and it was cloudy of what the diagnosis and the timetable would be. And then he came back, and it wasn't great, and there was a lot of talk about only having two pitches. That's not going to work, and not having the stamina and not being crisp. And then he got booed in Anaheim, I think it was, and he flipped off the fans, and then he did something else where he was upset as well, and had maybe the worst last game of the season any starting pitcher could ever possibly have. But that is all in our rear view, Jake. And tell them what's ahead.
Either a lot of love or a lot of comparisons to a pitcher from Southington High School in Connecticut. Carlos Rodon has it all. It's right in front of him.
Yeah.
Famous Yankees line. Because last year we can put in our rear view because everything is off. He got hit at like a 33% more clip. He gave up homers at like an 150% more clip. He walked more batters. He didn't strike out guys as much. Anything you could want was not there. Including the endearing things on the field. Things could be lined up perfectly. Yankee fans just went through the Gerrit Cole scare nightmare, and we're not out of the woods on that yet. That Carlos Rodon, and bless his heart for just going 5.2 no hits during spring training right before us recording this. It's all right in front of him, man. Talking Yanks fans probably saw a weird side of me last year when things kept unraveling with Rodon in the Yankee season. Because I started doing, like, the Joker clap in the jail cell. Like, yes! Because this is it. Like, let's find out, dude. You just went 2 years in San Francisco with an ERA in the twos. 55 starts, the tune of a 2.67 ERA. That's what got you the bag. That what got you those All-Star games. You led the league in FIP and Ks per nine. We were excited for this Rodon, Cole duo, lefty, righty, top of the rotation. Who cares what Nestor and Seve give us last year? TFA. Things fell apart. And my goodness, if he can give us that 2022 season, 178 innings, a 2.88 ERA, he will be beloved by New York Yankee fans. If he gives us anything close to last year, it'll get ugly at the stadium. It'll be like, stay away from the bleachers during his warm-ups.
Yes. But it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I'm interested to see the pitches he threw in the game today. The stats aren't out yet, but it was 5.1 shut. Lowering his spring training ERA to a minuscule 2.84. In four starts, but his last 9.2 innings, one hit, zero walks, one earned run. and it was a homer. I like that. Now, what I'm a little weary about, Jake, is early on in spring, his numbers weren't that good. He was working on new pitches. He was dabbling with a new curveball and a new cutter. You and I said, I don't know about the cutter, man. It's very similar to your other pitches. It's not different enough, but he was doing them. And they got beat up a little bit in his second outing. Let me see this, which was March 6th. He really kind of, you know, first time through, went fastball, slider, threw a changeup. Changeup had been a weapon before. Threw a curveball, threw the cutter, still just figuring it out. Threw the curveball again. He was using it as a get-me-over pitch. Rosario got a hit on it. In the fourth start, or the third start on March 3rd, he went through the first inning and just threw, like, all fastballs. Just like, I'll just do what I'm good at. And it was majority fastballs through the first inning. One curveball. The game ends up being all fastballs and sliders through three, sans one pitch. And then he mixed in a changeup at the very end and a get-me-over curve. So if this start, my guess is he's throwing two pitches.
And that's where I think the storyline is going to end up with Rodon. Because, you know, we've gone through this a lot. The changeup at one point was a weapon to righties, and that makes sense. That I think it was even 10%, but that's, you know, that can be a significant 10%. But Carlos Rodon's big success at the major league level was fueled by being a two-pitch pitcher. That in the back of his head, you know, he's got everyone in his ear, Matt Blake, Yankee fans. You know, we've talked to Coney about his pitch mix before. That everyone's saying that, but he's also saying, hey, I had back-to-back top six Cy Young finishes basically throwing two pitches. So he is going to revert to that at some point, whether he starts having success or if he starts failing. Because if he fails, he's going to say, well, fuck it. This is what I do. If he's doing well, he's going to say, ooh, I'm back. I'm feeling good again. This is what I do. So it's going to be interesting to track going throughout the year. And
they do have the numbers up on Baseball Savant, actually. Today, the outing that was really good, 49% or 68% four-seam fastball, 22% slider. And then he had the cutter, the curveball, and the changeup. He threw two changeups, two curveballs, three cutters. So it seems like he's going to mix them in, because if you combine those three into, that would be seven pitches, it's a third. It's 10%. Right. You need to get to like 15 for it to be three pitches, but he didn't pitch. He only pitched 4.1. But it seems like he doesn't know which one he likes, which I think means he's going to scrap all of them.
Right.
And then, yeah, like you said, he can perform like that. He just needs to be pinpoint with that fastball location so the slider can work off of it.
We care about ERA, right? I mean, we've done this with Rodon a little bit.
To an extent, yes. Like, a terrible ERA is
like,
terrible.
Like, you would much rather see 30 starts to a 4-flat ERA than 23 starts to a 3-4?
I don't know. That's pretty close. Okay. It depends on 23 starts could mean he misses a month, and, you know, you could get, you could, if that's the last 23 starts of the season, I'd much rather take the 23.
I know we've been a pie chart pod before. Yeah. And I don't want to enter you into the other chart realm if you're not ready for that. But it might be a nice chart of, like, ERA to innings pitched. Like, if Rodon throws 300 innings next year, you're okay with him having a 4-4 ERA?
4-4.
I said 300 innings. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
300's like a...
But, man, that would save everyone.
Yeah, but...
it'd be a wild season.
With Cole out now, it kind of changes.
Okay.
Because we need someone that's going to, like, save the bullpen.
Eat up some innings.
And get some wins.
Okay.
Someone has to win.
You know, games. When I had him as the three. A
couple
I had
more
like,
chips got
I had
thrown
like,
on the
I had
table.
I like Cole, Stroman, Rodon. I was like, hey, man, innings. That means that you're pitching good enough not to be injured, pitching good enough to be bad, and the ERA is probably not terrible. But, you know, we need him to step up, and he's going to step up.
Step up!
Step up!
Step off!
Lower the whip.
I had to do my homework today, so I am really pissed off.
300 innings? Did you have him at 300 innings?
Yeah. That's where I was raising the RA a little bit.
300, I am good with 4.
But I think there'd be a nice chart from you that would be like...
What would that be? Like 33 complete games?
He'd be really twirling it. They used to do that. They used to do that.
Jack Cheesebro did.
Like if the chart went from 120 innings to 250 innings, what would the ERA curve look like?
Yeah, the 250 innings, the ERA could get up to 3.7.
Okay.
And we'd be like, good.
Yeah, the 125 innings, I don't care.
Nails.
I just don't care.
Okay.
Like,
chart doesn't even begin.
I need you to pitch a full season.
Yeah, okay.
Especially if we have to have faith in you for 3 more years and all that stuff, so... Which I do. He's going to be awesome.
3 more years.
How many more years is it?
Before, more, after.
Oh, he has a 7-year deal, right?
6. This is year 2.
Okay.
Let's say things are honky-dory.
Let me Google that. Honky-dory. Studio album by David Bowie. Honky-dory, sorry. That's honky-dory. Is it honky-dory? It's honky-dory. You said honky.
My accent.
Oh, okay.
He is one.
Just fine, all okay, satisfactory. Okay, got it.
And that's happening with the Yankees season. Do you think they're going to be, if the Yankees are tooling up for a playoff run, do you think they need to be careful with his innings and usage? A little bit of an injury history coming off of a limited year?
Not if he's playing well.
Okay.
They will, but I don't like that game that much.
Okay.
Just keep him going. If he doesn't need to pitch the 6th inning because you got a big lead, that's fine. You see them do that every now and then.
Right.
But he's probably chasing Cy Young, so
okay.
He wants the innings.
Yeah, he will be chasing the Cy Young.
Yeah.
I've got a weird question for you.
Okay.
How big's your penis?
Carlos Rodon.
What do you need? Do you care if he strikes batters out?
I don't care about any pitcher striking batters out.
I know.
Besides relievers.
But in Rodon's good seasons, he struck batters out. He was the best National League pitcher in Ks per 9 in 2022.
Yeah, but if he came out and reinvented himself, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
But I just want good results.
Okay.
You know? Thirty-six-year-old CC Sabathia.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't striking people out that crazy anymore. Had them results though. Actually, he was still kind of dicing people up, just in a different way. That's nuts. Good for CC.
Completely rebranded.
It was awesome.
It was cool.
And I think every Yankee fan kind of knows the stakes with Rodon, like where we're at. A credit to him to this point. He came in much different shape.
Yeah, he looked better.
Much better.
He was dealing with some injuries last year. Probably couldn't build up. It was bad.
So,
I remember there was a day in the offices here. Max and I crunched the numbers on it, and we're like, "Wait, so he basically didn't have spring training, and his first day, like joining the Yankees, is the day that like after that game they decided to fire their hitting coach." Like, he joined the Yankees at a weird time last year when he finally got activated and joined the season. Just never got to, get the season normal at any point.
Him and Volpe are just, like, last year's in our rear view.
Yeah, they don't exist. Volpe's a new man. Rodon's a new man. And spring training matters. So, shut up your butt. Everyone else?
Go mow down Houston that first start, and you will have a lot of fans by the time you get back to the stadium.
Game number 2, right?
He's staying game two.
Who is he going to be going up against?
What's the question?
Who's he going to be going up against?
Pitching wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be Christian Javier.
So. No hitter.
Strikeout fest.
Probably no hit the Astros if you want to make a statement.
And if you really want to make a statement, you go to DraftKings. You can make a bet around that. Probably win a little bit of queso. Or when you go to DraftKings, why don't you offer new customers, bet $5 and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. Yeah, so you could just be like, hey, Houston, no runs through five. Boom. And then you would get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's using our code Yanks. They've got their daily DraftKings stuff going on. Have a shot to win cash prizes. Nice. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers, use promo code Yanks. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code Yanks only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Carlos Rodon. Okay.
Good or bad? Good.
That kind of is the over-under, right?
It needs to be. Yeah, it needs to be good. So, good.
Just give us that 2022 season.
And be good.
14-8, 178 innings pitched.
That's what the money's for.
That gotta be what the money's for.
See you guys later.
At Ashley Rodon mixing it up on Twitter. We want all that being good.
Yeah.
Nice mustache gone.
Oh, really? It'll be back.
The August Yankees thing. Couple cambios.
Mix it in.
Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.